It's lunchtime at the Renew Cultural Arts Academy, and that means a group of medical students from Louisiana State University are sitting down with kindergarten, first, and second graders to talk about the food that's on their plates.
All right, so what do you use your protein for?
Make you strong.
Yeah. Makes you strong, yeah. You gotta have big muscles, right? You show me your muscle?
About a dozen medical students are equipped with colored building blocks. Red for protein, green for carbohydrates, and yellow for fat.
The concept that we're trying to drive today is that the proteins are going to help build your muscles. Carbohydrates are rapid energy that you need right away. And then fat, if they know what it is, we try to relate it to a piggy bank and that it's good energy to use for later.
Jaden Kiefer is a second-year medical student at LSU and a co-leader of the Smart Cafe,
which stands for Student Mentors Advising Real-Time Choices About Food and Eating. It's kind of a long acronym, so we just like calling it Smart Cafe.
What we're trying to do is actually change habits so they get in the habit of choosing to get the healthy food from the lunch line, and then hopefully at home, choosing to eat healthy food, encouraging their parents to buy healthier food.
Kate Howe is also a medical student at LSU and the other co-leader of Smart Cafe. She's also getting a master's degree in public health. But before this, Howe taught middle school for 4 years in New Orleans.
One of the things I noticed with my kids was that they would snack the whole day, either on noodles or sunflower seeds or hot chips. And then they wouldn't eat the school lunch. They'd come through the school line, they'd get their tray. You know, it's all federally funded or, you know, reduced price lunch. And they would literally walk out of the lunch line and put it in the trash can.
Howe says her students were filling up on salt and sugar, but not eating anything they need to grow, like protein or vitamins. Now she aims to change that.
If we can get kids eating healthy food, down the road, that's going to mean less cardiovascular disease. It's going to mean less diabetes. It's going to mean less colon cancer. It's going to have a lot of really long-term effects that, in the end, are going to make our population healthier as a whole and cut back on healthcare costs.
Howe's goal of changing New Orleans health over the long term is part of the reason she's a Schweitzer Fellow. The Albert Schweitzer Fellowship is a national program whose goal is to develop leaders who are dedicated and skilled in addressing the health needs of underserved communities.
What the program tries to do is teach these medical students and law students and dental students that you can have a career and your career can be fulfilling, but you can still serve. And the idea is that once you've gone through the fellowship, you are a fellow for life. And it is the expectation that you will be a change maker in your community, that you will enter your community, you will work hand in hand with community leaders, and you will develop and implement sustainable, impactful programs.
Pritesh Gandhi is the chairman for the New Orleans Schweitzer Fellowship Advisory Board and a former Schweitzer Fellow. There are currently 12 Schweitzer Fellows in New Orleans from all of the city's universities. Fellows propose, design, and implement a project which focuses on the physical or emotional health of communities in need. About a quarter of this year's Schweitzer Fellows have projects relating to obesity and nutrition.
They commit to this fellowship for their entire life. They commit to making sustainable programs that have outcomes that are measurable and that will make a difference in the lives of those that they serve.
Schweitzer Fellow Kate Howe says to think of it as a breeding ground where good ideas become real programs.
Being a Schweitzer Fellow actually gives me the skills that I need in order to change the way people behave and improve their health outcomes.
Learn more at schweitzerfellowship.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.